Hello, I'm Darren Jordan in Doha with the top stories here on Al Jazeera. US President Joe Biden has warned the Kremlin it'll pay a heavy price if Russian forces invade Ukraine. He said any move across the border will be considered an invasion and met by a severe economic response. And new satellite images show the scale of Russia's military build-up along its border with Ukraine. Kiev says Moscow has now deployed more than 127,000 troops. The US has charged four government officials in Belarus with aircraft piracy. A Ryanair plane carrying an opposition activist was forced to land in the Belarusian capital in May. He was detained once the plane landed. Belarus is accused of faking a bomb alert to force the aircraft down. Foreign aid has now arrived in Tonga 5 days after a devastating volcanic eruption and tsunami. More essential supplies are on the way and phone lines are being restored. Wayne Hay has more from Auckland.
We've got two New Zealand Navy ships now that have arrived in Tongan waters. The first one had surveying equipment on board and specialist divers as well. Their job, their first job, was to check that the shipping channels leading into the capital, Nuku'alofa, and the port itself were going to be safe for other ships to arrive and dock. They've now done that, so the second naval ship from New Zealand has arrived and aid supplies are now being offloaded in the capital city.
Sudan's military chief has appointed 15 government ministers following a visit by US officials to end the country's political crisis. General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan agreed to form a technocratic government and begin a national dialogue. At least 71 people have been killed in protests against military rule since the civilian-led government was overthrown in October. A German inquiry has found that former Pope Benedict knew about priests involved in child abuse but failed to act when he was Archbishop of Munich from 1977 to 1982. Benedict was known as Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger at the time and has repeatedly denied claims he covered up the abuse. The investigation was commissioned by the church itself. And the French Prime Minister says the country's fifth wave of coronavirus cases is showing signs of waning, but Jean Castex warned that hospitals remain under pressure. The government plans to keep restrictions in place for 12 more days. A new vaccine pass will come into effect on Monday. It'll bar the unvaccinated from restaurants, sports arenas, public transport, and many other venues.